March Madness continues here on Three Man Front and Jocks 94.5. Matt McLaren and the Matt McLaren Show keeps the fun going at the top of the hour. Game already underway today as we will complete by tonight the first round of the NCAA tournament. Alabama-Auburn, both winners yesterday. Right now you got a 7-10 matchup. Michigan State and USC, and it is Sparty. No strangers to the tournament. Tom Izzo, no stranger to the Final Four. Sparty leading 17-11 with under 10.5 to play in the first half of that one. Always want to remind you about our friends at Donahue Auto. I tell you about the pre-owned selection all the time. Donahue Auto is great, and what's so great about Donahue Auto, not only the selection of maybe the Chevys or the Nissans, Toyotas, BMW, got a great inventory of those, and other great makes and models of cars, but also their sales team. No haggle. You're not going to have to deal with that. They're going to give you their best price first. You're not going to pay a dock fee. The average dock fee in the state of Alabama is $500. The transparency promise you get from Donahue is second to none. I went there so many years ago and purchased a car, had no issues with it whatsoever, and that's why not only myself, but other Jocks listeners keep going back to Donahue Auto. Go to DonahueAuto.com. That is DonahueAuto.com. He joins us every Friday. We find out where the sharp money is going. We get educated. It is JR from WagerPro.com, and he joins us on Three Man Front, this March Madness edition, and he joins us on the Bud Light Hotline. Happy March Madness, JR. Hope you're doing well. Hopefully your bracket has not been busted with the likes of 2-seed Arizona yesterday. How about 4-seed Virginia going down? And the fun will just continue.
You know, I got to tell you, man, of course, that the Virginia loss was, I'd like to say it was a huge surprise, but being that they were only a 5.5-point favorite and on a down year this year, I can't say I was exactly, really surprised by that particular one. Obviously, you know, Princeton taking down Arizona, anyone says that they weren't surprised by that is an absolute liar. I can't imagine anybody that had that in their bracket. I'm not one to make a bracket, though. We talk about this every year. I don't fill out the bracket. I think it makes a biased opinion of the tournament when you're making your individual picks as you go. You really need to adapt to what's going on. You got to follow, you know, what teams are hot, what teams are not. That'll lead me into our free play that I'm going to give out on the air momentarily, but I'm going to tell you right now, guys, A, I'm leaving you the best bet of my round one today, right now, for free. It's on my recorded message. You're nuts if you don't get this game in. It's right now on the toll-free number. Call, listen, and it's yours for free. No obligation to buy anything. Just listen to the message. 800-499-3733. That's 800-499-3733 for my best bet today. Round one action. Absolutely free on the recorded message. Call that number now. 800-499-3733. Plus, also on the machine, I'm going to give you the early pick for tomorrow. I know you guys are interested on whether or not Alabama is going to cover the 7.5 against Maryland. I'm going to let you know what's going to happen in that game. I'm telling you now, do not bet this game without my information. It's also on the recording, guys, so call right now. You get one game today and a game tomorrow for free on the recording. What's better than that? 800-499-3733. Give us a call.
All right, JR, looking at some of these lines and looking at the money lines of some of these games, and there's such a big gap in the seeding of these teams, but I found it interesting and wanted to ask you, with the money lines, and I saw some yesterday, some really high-seeded teams, lower-seeded teams battling, and I expected there to be a big difference in the money line, and there really wasn't. What does that tell us, and maybe educate us on why that is when it comes to the NCAA tournament?
Well, that's because the odds makers, they understand that especially the tournament games, there's so much more to breaking these games down than that of even an out-of-conference game in regular season. It's a totally different, you know, it's a totally different type of data and analytic that you got to break down. And my intelligence that I get all over the country gives me pretty good insight on even some of these smaller teams that are coming into the tournament that you really haven't had an opportunity to watch too much. But, you know, those money lines are something that, yes, you can read somewhat into it. But I think that if you look at all of the games during the tournament, the money lines are much tighter than you would see that of during the regular season. And it is because that any team, just like yesterday, as you saw, can upset another. Now, if you go and you break it down, how about this? There were 8 favorites and 8 dogs that covered yesterday. However, of the 8 underdogs, five of them won outright. So you do want to have some of those money lines if you're betting parlays and you're not playing with a lot of money and you're kind of loose on your strategy. I would definitely be putting money lines into my parlays along with some of those heavy favorites where you can get some very good money back if you put the right combinations in. And that's what we help you with down at JRWins.com.
All right, JR, Auburn, they win last night over Iowa, and it was maybe the 11th.
I think everyone was surprised by, you know, Auburn's offense to start that game was incredible, and they played, almost fell into the trap late, but still played some pretty good defense throughout the entirety of that game.
Yeah, they certainly did. It was the 11th, I think, consecutive first-round win for Auburn in the NCAA tournaments. Virginia, they're no stranger to being upset. We know what happened with UMBC, and then the last 2 years getting bounced from the tournament early. Trends not always holding true year to year. You have different players, sometimes different coaches. It's a different setting, but sometimes, and in those cases, you do have to pay attention to those, and that's what your staff, you talk about analytics and metrics, that's what they take into account there at wagerpro.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
It's more important than ever right now for you to be able to understand the matchups within these games, and the amount of transfers now with the portal has been overwhelming for most and very hard for some to adapt to, because you're right, you know, there is a tremendous amount of turnover year to year now. These clubs, I mean, let's face it, the same players, the same faces that you see at one school are scattered throughout the league, you know, just the following year. It's almost becoming like professional sports with trades and everything else, only, you know, colleges aren't getting anything in return for kids that are transferring out. So, you know, I think that is, if you're not, you know, somebody that goes in depth and you don't have an understanding of what this means to these rosters, then you're making a huge mistake. You're throwing darts, right? You're doing what I call donating to the sports book, and you're absolutely right. We've got that data. We look at every matchup, and I think that's what counts most right now is these matchups, and you got to look at them individually on paper, who's going to be taking on who, where the switch-offs are going to happen, where some mismatches can be, and where the points are going to come from. Certain teams that are outstanding at three-point shooting and other teams that are, you know, just absolutely horrific against the three-point shot can be a disaster for the favorite if they're the team with the bad defense. And I'm telling you, we've got these matchups locked up. I started off the tournament with a 4-2 yesterday. I'm looking at going 5-0 today. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to hit every game. So I want you on board. I'm going to give you my best bet, guys. It's absolutely free right now on my famous recorded message, the hottest number when it comes to betting on sports. Plus, you're getting the winner of tomorrow's matchup between Alabama and Maryland. And again, don't bet this game without my information. The line's at 7.5. I'm going to let you know what's going to happen. In fact, the money line on that game is -350 plus 275. So call now and get it for free on my recorded message. 800-499-3733. That's 800-499-3733. And if we have time, Landrum, I wouldn't mind giving out a free pick on air, because I got a team that's red hot, and I think there's just so much value in this one.
You don't need permission. You can always give us a free pick.
Well, Memphis, as you guys know, they've been red hot. I mean, right into the tournament, they couldn't have been asking for better position, quite frankly, going against an FAU team that I mean, look, yeah, they've only got three losses on the season. They look great on paper, but if you go and you track it down, you look at their matchups, the best team that this team has beaten all year was Ole Miss, and Ole Miss isn't even in, you know, the NITs. So I'm looking for FAU to get absolutely smacked down and steamrolled today. They're going to look like Oral Roberts did yesterday against Duke, one of my big winners, Duke yesterday. So look for Memphis to absolutely steamroll the easiest game on the board as far as, you know, without any information, just breakdown of analysis and analytics. Get all over Memphis, minus the 1.5 to steamroll Florida Atlantic. But guys, I've got one in particular that I think is going to be by far and wide the biggest blowout of round one. I'm leaving it as my best bet on the recorded message right now for free for all of my loyal listeners there at WJOX. Take advantage of this information, guys. It's free. The winner of Alabama-Maryland on the recording right now, 800-499-3733. That's 800-499-3733. And be sure to visit my site, jrwins.com. You can also go to the sponsor, wagerpro.com, and follow me on social media at RealRadioJR.
Well, it's exciting around here. We got two teams from the state competing tomorrow here in Birmingham, and hopefully when we talk to you next week, they'll still be alive. JR, we appreciate it. Thank you for your time. Enjoy the madness. We'll talk to you soon.
It is absolutely my pleasure, guys. Be safe, have fun, and go out there and make some tournament money.
That is JR from wagerpro.com. Take him up on his advice, and he joined us on the Bud Light Hotline. Carefully brewed with a clean, crisp taste. When there's fun, Bud Light is there. Coming up next, Pat Smith, in honor of St. Patty's Day, is actually holding his shillelagh or shillelagh in hand. What that means? Five questions. We'll try to answer next on Three Man Front.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.